Are the trails open yet?
No, so as of now, none of our trails are open. In regards to trail conditions and when trails do open, they're classified all depending on the trail status. So there's unavailable, which means the trails are closed, and they'll show up red on the OFSE Interactive Trail Guide. And then there are trails that are yellow on the map, which are what we call limited availability. So they are open to ride. And then trails that are green, which are available and fully open to ride. Again, with all trails, there can be hazards, but at this time, none of our trails are open yet.
But you are working at grooming and preparing the trails?
Oh, absolutely. We have both groomers moving almost on a daily basis. Right now, a lot of the time being spent is packing the trail base because there's a lot of areas that are still wet and muddy just because of how much moisture we had in over the fall time, as well as the fact that we had this dump of snow, but not super cold temperatures to freeze everything. So
Right.
we've been working on getting the base solid, building snow bridges over creeks, and we're waiting for the Frederick House River, which is our main crossing on the Top A Trail just outside of town. We're waiting for that to freeze over. Once that gets to a safe amount of inches of ice for us to be able to walk on it, we can start what we call the flooding process, where we essentially pump water on top of the ice to start getting it thicker, because we need to achieve a thickness of at least 8 inches or more to be safe to legally open it for snowmobile travel. And we need to get it above 18 to 20 inches to make it safe for the actual groomer to cross.
Do you have an anticipated timeline? When do you think they'll be able to open?
So every year we aim to try to have as much of our trails open for the Christmas holidays, like around Boxing Day. Again, it's all dependent on the weather, and that's out of our control. We'd love some more cold weather for a couple weeks. And we also have a bunch of volunteers from Southern Ontario that are going to be coming up to help out the polar bear riders starting end of this week and early next week to help get signage all in place, dot the T's, cross the I's, that type of stuff. And then the hope is we could start getting some trail open. But of course, for all riders, the only w like we'll never announce ourselves whether a trail is open or not. That will just be represented on the OFSE Interactive Trail Guide,
Which is updated every day.
which is updated multiple times a day, every day. You can get to that at ofsc.evtrails.com. That takes you right to the Interactive Trail Guide.
All right, is there anything you want to add to any of this?
No, I think that's about it. Like, we're working away. We've been able to get trails packed. We even had some trails with a first pass with the drag on it. But again, we're still dealing with the soft spots every year, and we have to let those freeze so we can safely navigate some of those swamps as well with our groomer. And then once we have that in place, we can get our signage done, make sure everything's safe, and then start making trails available to ride.